down with them.
Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man, creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, Lord, don't turn and walk away. What I have seen kind of bold. Well, it's a question that should run deep.
Mustakin.
Sarota Levine Namta Alehim Hyrule McDuli Alehim Walido Alin I mean. I seek refuge of Allah from rejected every Satan. Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth and all in between. And I believe the Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. May the peace and blessings forever be upon him. To the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern. Today is Sunday the 31st of July. Yeah, it's the 31st of July. And my computer is just acting up. And I'm having to, I'm still working as we speak, using my husband's from back in the back. And talking on this phone with connections, but I can't see the board. But we'll go back there. See if I can get the board on back there. But mine is just, I don't know what happened. Oh, boy, he's giving me signals that I should maybe get another one. But inshallah, when the time is right, when the money is right. But welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, Message of Concern, number one main focus. Message of Concern, which is removal of all images from worship that portray divine, whether it be racial images, whether it be made of stone or statues or what have you. We are trying to, with the help of Allah, remove those images from worship that portray divine. And I'm sure with Allah's help, we will be able to do that. I'm sure. I have that faith, and I do believe. Alhamdulillah. This is also Sunday, which I gave the date before, 31st of July, from 7 to 9, which focuses on the psychological effect that the image has on the minds of the world's children. The world's children, the psychological effect. And we know that children nowadays is our number one on the list, priority on the list, faithful law, of course, that we should be trying to do is help save the children and teach them the truth and so that we won't be held responsible for not telling them, especially if we know ourselves, if we've done our research and have learned through the years and we know the truth, then it's our duty to make sure that they, the children, learn the truth. I want to introduce myself as Sister Daya Hanan Shabazz Akbar, one of the hosts for today, Sunday, and Tuesdays. And we also have other hosts like Sister Quran Muhammad from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I myself is from Decatur, Georgia, along with my husband, Abdullah Akbar, from Decatur, Georgia, and Quran's husband, Sujab Muhammad, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have others who come on, like Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, is also a regular, as we would call, a regular host radio show every day of the week that it comes on. And we also want to mention, too, Brother Muhammad Sharif now, and Sister Sharifa Sharif, two other, we will call them supporters and hosts sometimes, you know, on this Blog Talk Radio show. And sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School, but also shared with our brother from L.A., Brother Amin Yasir Muhammad. I'm a little bit, not stumbling, but I know what I want to say. It's just that I'm a little bit curious and wondering why this computer is not working. you know, there's so many things going on here. And I don't understand. The phones, cell phones don't work half the time, and they're brand new. And then now my computer is down. I thought not, because his is fairly new. I mean, very new, really. And he doesn't use it that much. But I can understand we still have the same hookup as far as the Wi-Fi for all the TVs and all that stuff. So I don't know why my little laptop is trying to act up on. But anyway, I can't worry about that right now. My main emphasis is to get over to you the message that's been shared with me and that I've read about and learned before, you know, in my past as well as present and future, because it never stops. The education and the sharing of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding never stops, along with your research and searching yourself, you know, and what you also hear others share. So, it is today the topic and the focus, psychological effect that an image has on the minds of the world's children, like I said. And we want to look at the hands, or notice the hands if you have any, at any time during the program. If you want to say something, just raise your hand. You guys are right on your TV. Oh, yours, right? Okay, thank you. Just raise your hand. Press 1, rather. On your phone receiver. Hmm? Have you raised your hand already? No. From New York did already? Okay, he has something to say there. My husband just told me since his computer is working back there, he's got the board up there now too and working. So we have Brother Muhammad. Did you turn the mic on? Okay. We have Brother Muhammad Sharif from New York. Brother Muhammad Sharif and Sister Sharifa Sharif were good participants. Please, you move faster than me. Come back to me. Turn. Just give them on my way in there. You see, I'm moving slowly. it's been storming here and everything, believe it or not. It has stormed all during the night and started yesterday afternoon. And it's been knocking down a lot of things around here. And it's causing my arthritis to act. I have to laugh about it, alhamdulillah. I have to laugh about it. It's okay. But we, alhamdulillah, at least I'm able to walk on them. But slowly but surely, I'm able to walk on them. And I'm glad that I'm happy of that. I'm grateful for that. Grateful. So, moving away to the back. It's going to pour down again today, I'm sure. Well, I can't say that because I'm not a law, but it feels like it. Mm-hmm. Okay, here I am back here in the other part of the house. Okay. Ooh. Okay, we're going to recognize your Brother Muhammad. He took a hand down? Oh. Okay, now I can stand up. You have to let me have seat right there. If you don't mind. I definitely can stand up. Oh, my. Well, you want to say something? Would you like to read my book? Okay. Let me get a chance on the book then. Okay, I see. We have some favors. Okay, well, just put your hand back up if you want to say something or share with us something. I'm just glad we could be on, you know, and got one of these computers here working in the house to be able to get it on. It's the Blog Talk Radio Show. We missed yesterday, and I apologize for that, but we did call Brother Amin, and we were stuck in that traffic, and the storm was, I wouldn't say raging, but it looked like it, and they had accidents, and over the highway, we were coming from LaGrange, Georgia. Atlanta Masjid had what they call a family day, and it was like a big thing. They have it once a year, and we were invited. On our way back, we ran into that storm and into the traffic heavy. I mean, it was what they say with basketball, slam dunk. It was really heavy. And, of course, on slippery roads and all, people trying to drive. This is not sneakers. If it's dry pavement, forget about the hydraulics and all that kind of stuff. The tires don't pick up if it's water, you know. So, therefore, they feed and have accidents. Young people just feel there's no such thing as that, you know. So a lot of them are careless drivers. It's okay to be able to drive fast, but you should be able to drive fast but safe if you're going to drive fast. That's the way I look at that. Okay, and I need to get my I'm working on my husband's computer now, so I got to do this. And this. And this. Okay. Now I have to get my material. He'll come. He'll help me. He'll come and let me use this computer, but then he'll disappear. This is not his night. He'll disappear for a while. Going in the backyard, the garden, doing whatever. And I'll be up here, but I wasn't able to get everything I needed to get back here. So that means I have to travel back and forth again to get what I need. Hold one second, please.
Assalamu alaikum. May God peace, bless, and be upon all of us. My wife says she'll be right back. She's going to get a book to read about Brother Henley. Thank you for joining us tonight. Yes, we apologize for last night. We went to a pub in Lagrange, Georgia, where they were serving the Muslim and Christian, and the Muslim was in charge of the food, and they had a great time. And that was truly a sight to see, to show you that Muslim and Christians are getting along, even with their different cultures. We were able to get past all of that and work together, no problem. And everybody loved it, and so we look forward to doing that again, working together with our Christian brothers and sisters. So this is what it's going to take. We're going to take interfaith or being involved in what's going on in the society with those people that's in charge of the government and charge of the religious establishment. We're going to have to work together. And working together, we'll be able to get close and hear what they are saying about what we are saying. And what did it respond? I'm sure the majority of the people will love what we are saying about the image once it is explained to them, the problem that it brings about all over the world. And the solution that it brings about here, especially in America, and then it spreads all over the world. So we're working there's more groups of people now working all over the country. Someone in some parts of the country are standing up and trying and doing something. They're doing more than talking. And a lot of times it's the young people. So we see that Allah promise is being kept. And it's been moving in the good way, because truth stands out clear from falsehood. And I'm sure the people don't want to be seen not respecting and giving the creator of this creation credit. So we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad. And we have to tell the Christians that their book said that Jesus said that one would come after him, which that means he took himself out of the picture. We had to explain that to them. And that when he comes, he's going to lead us in the all the truth that we need so we can operate our life better with each other. So we can all save our children. Because we don't want to lose no child, no matter what that child calls itself. We have to tell them about this scheme. We have to bring this scheme to the forefront. Them holding a false image of God. So we have to bring that to the forefront to tell them the scheme. We have to let them know that no way that you can raise an image up or you can give a people the idea that they are better than somebody else without causing a problem that God already dealt with. God said, don't do it. That we are one. We are from Adam. We are children of Adam and not the children of God. So we are fighting King, and we're asking people now in churches to join us. What they're going to lose is their future. If you raise up an image, you'll lose your future. You'll lose the very thing that God, if God said don't do nothing then, and leave that alone, don't make no image, then he's telling you that if you do that, you're going to, not only you going to bring a problem up from God, but you're going to bring a problem up to the world.
Gerald McCrady.
Here he comes, McCrady. There you go. No, okay, so she's back, and I'm going to turn it back over to her.
She's back. I'm back. Assalamu alaikum. I'm sorry if I didn't say assalamu alaikum before. I was busy trying to get myself placed right. Anyway, I'm here now. This is right as I can be. As far as placing myself back here in his office back here instead of my own area. But anyway, we don't have this week's Muslim Journal. It didn't come in. So I just wanted to get on the I did take it down on my cell phone since I have his called in on. I want to read it. It's from the right there. It's talking about the health of the children in COVID this time around. I'm not disturbing nothing back here. Okay. Let me get this here on my cell phone. If anybody else has anything to report on the COVID, you know, season or this part of the COVID, because it's going to be a little bit worse this winter, but they did say that some people have passed or cases have been already detected. And which one is that? Is it much later date? Later the date than that one? The one we had? Oh, that's February now. Okay. Let me get quiet here. I thought he had a later date of the Muslim Journal, but he doesn't. Or he thought it to me. Come on now. I think I need to clear off my page here. What I've been looking through here. Find things. And scroll. Okay, oh no. Abba? Abba? Patient with me unless someone else can stand in with me here. And if you can pull up something a little bit quicker on your cell phone or something, or on your computer if you're nearby, to bring us up to date, which I was looking for, which I did receive. My phone is so full, though. I got to erase some stuff. Information, up-to-date information about COVID cases right now with the children. And let's try to get this up. Okay, here we go. It's telling us that oh my. Okay, it's telling us here. I found it says current COVID cases in children, and the results. Okay, it says showing results for current COVID cases in children, and results and treatments. Okay, it says information for pediatric healthcare providers. And it goes until it's for them. Okay. Find information on managing pediatric patients. Pediatrics, you know, the children, with confirmed suspected COVID-19, including symptoms, testing, and immunizations. And some of the common questions that are being asked nowadays is, can the Omicron variant of COVID-19 cause severe croup in children? Remember they used to say they had this disease called the croup? You know, children have the croups. Does it mean it's like the cough or the whooping cough or something like that? And it hurt them. They cough so much until their little chest would start hurting and all that sort of thing, you know. So that was the croups. So they wanted to know, that's one of the questions that's being asked now, can this Omicron, which is one of the latest, I'll say, branches of COVID-19, and can it, the newest version, one of the latest versions of variant of COVID-19 caused severe croup in the children, okay? And then it says the quest answer is the Omicron COVID-19 variant can cause croup in young children, including severe cases that require hospitalization and intensive care. A new study shows, this was March 18, 2022. And then it goes on to tell us about this Omicron COVID causing severe croup in young children. Okay. And they've gotten more results. It says from March the 18th, 2022, Health Day News, the Omicron COVID-19. Oh, I have to remember how. There it goes. This flashes back up off and on. Okay. The Omicron COVID-19 variant can cause croup in young children, including severe cases that require hospitalization and intensive care. A new study shows that, okay, Omicron COVID causing severe croup in young children, WebMD. Okay, so this is telling a bit about the new study that is being done and information that they gained from this new study. The current information right now from March 18th, 2022. And, you know, the website www.webmd.com. Okay. www.webmd.com. News. And that will give you some results from that. And then they wanted to know, is coughing a symptom of COVID-19 or croup? And that's the question being asked. And the answer to that is the culprit is COVID-19, which can trigger croup characterized by inflammation just below the vocal cords that causes a hoarse voice, obstructed breathing, and a noisy cough that sounds like a seal barking. Oh, my goodness. Dr. Wu, W-U is his name. Dr. Wu says, that was February the 11th, 2022. Now, is it COVID or is it a cold? Or it may be both. Okay? People were asking the question, is it COVID or is this called a croup itself? He said, it may be considered both. Okay, then it says, oh, see, I can't deal with Akbar's thing here. Because he is different from us. Okay, but it says coronavirus disease. It's causing a symptom of COVID. Yeah, get vaccinated. Vaccines are widely available. COVID-19 affects different people in different ways. Affected people have had a wide range of symptoms reported, from mild symptoms to severe illness. Symptoms may appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. People with these symptoms may have COVID-19 fever or chills. That's old news here. Cough, shortness of breath, or difficulty breathing, fatigue, you know, being real tired, muscle or body aches, headaches, new loss of taste or smell, sore throat, congestion or runny nose, nausea or vomiting, diarrhea. Okay, so look for emergency warning signs for COVID-19. If someone is showing any of these signs, seek emergency medical care immediately. Trouble breathing, persistent pain or pressure in the chest, new confusion, inability to wake or stay awake. I have a problem going to sleep now. Okay, pale, gray, or blue-colored skin, lips, or nail beds, depending on skin color. Now, pale gray or blue color, that's like cyanotic, no oxygen going to traveling in the blood, certainly in the blood in those areas like the skin or the lips or the nail bed, you know, that's they call that cyanotic, a lack of oxygen in the blood in those areas, the lips or the nail bed or the skin, pale gray or blue colored. Coloring you'll get from that. Okay. Look for emergency warning. Okay. Then it says call your medical provider for any other symptoms that are severe or considering to you. And we know that there are more and more symptoms coming about for us to look forward to now, too. Like yellowish eyes, I heard not too long ago. Jaundice, she called it jaundice. Just telling me that's a liver problem. Call your medical provider for any other symptoms that are severe or concerning to you. Okay. Okay. Now it says the croup versus, I don't know if you hear me, too good. Let me pick up this phone right here. I have the phone with both hands. Okay, here it goes. It says the croup versus COVID-19. Is there a way to tell the difference? The health line. Symptom comparison chart. Some of the characteristic symptoms of croup include a barking cough and stridor. Okay. A barking cough and stridor, which is a harsh sound, okay, of coughing, or a harsh sound in your voice, like you're hoarse. That's what that is. Okay. A croup versus COVID-19, how to tell the difference. Okay. Recently it has been reported. Recently there have been reports of children presenting to the hospital with symptoms of croup testing positive for COVID-19. These include a January 2021 report of a 14 month-old boy with symptoms such as fever, cough, and stridor. March 2021, a report of a 3-year-old boy with symptoms such as cough, stridor, and hoarseness. In May 21, trusted source, report of 3 children ages 11 months, 2 years, and 9 years with barking cough, stridor, and respiratory distress. There's overlap between the symptoms of croup and the common COVID-19 symptoms in children. Because of this, you may be curious about how you can tell if your child's symptoms are due to COVID-19 or another cause of croup. Some things that you can consider are time of the year. COVID-19 has been reported year-round, while croup mostly occurs in the fall and the winter months. So they're coming up, people. Okay, other symptoms. While symptoms can vary by individual, COVID-19 has many more potential symptoms than croup. Some to look out for include headache, digestive symptoms, and loss of taste and smell. Non-COVID-19 exposure. If your child has recently been in contact with someone who has confirmed COVID-19, they may also have contracted the virus. The only way to be sure whether your child has COVID-19 is to have them get a COVID-19 test. To do this, you can reach out to your child's doctor or seek out a COVID-19 testing site. In the treatments, croup is most often treated at home with supportive care. This includes things like resting, getting plenty of fluids, taking over-the-counter medications to help ease symptoms like fever and discomfort, keeping children comfortable as distress may make symptoms worse. Your child's doctor may prescribe a medication called dexamethasone, I think it's a series you have to take for 7 days, something like that, okay, to help treat croup. This is a steroid medication, yes, that reduces inflammation, helping to open the airways. And like I said, that's usually like a 7-day series. You take them, take this for 7 days, and then after that, it's supposed to be almost like a cure. With croup, when croup is severe, treatment in the hospital may be necessary. Both dexamethasone and neutralized epinephrine are given. That means the nebulized epinephrine. That like balances it out, the dexamethasone and the epinephrine, and it makes it equally dosed. You know, I mean, it balances it out. Why, come on. No, it did not do that to me. Okay. He's following somebody. Okay. When croup's severe. Okay. Okay. Where was it now? Let me get out of my... I'd rather be on the computer looking at this other instead of trying to do with this in here. Low cell phone. Okay, we stopped at this right here. Okay, the only way to be sure whether your child has COVID-19 is to have them get a COVID-19 test. To do this, you can reach out to your child's doctor or seek out COVID-19 testing site in your area. And known COVID-19 exposure. If your child has recently been in contact with someone who has confirmed COVID-19, they may also have contracted the virus. Mm-hmm. And I just mentioned to you how to go about getting that tested and checked out. Then it says treatment for croup is most often treated at home with supportive care. This includes things like resting, getting plenty of fluids, taking over-the-counter medications to help ease symptoms like fever and discomfort. Keeping children comfortable, as distress may make symptoms worse. Your child's doctor may prescribe a medication called dexamethasone, okay, just mention that, to help treat croup. This is a steroid medication that reduces inflammation, helping to open the airways. When croup is severe, treatment in a hospital may be necessary. Both dexamethasone and nebulized epinephrine are given. If a child is dehydrated, wind is getting high out there. Okay, when croup is severe, treatment in a hospital may be necessary. Both dexamethasone and nebulized epinephrine are given. If a child is dehydrated, they may also receive intravenous or IV fluids. If croup symptoms are caused by COVID-19, supportive care will also be used. Most cases of mild or moderate COVID-19 in both children and adults can be treated at home. According to the CDC trusted source, the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, hasn't yet approved any drugs to treat COVID-19 in children. However, the following treatments may be used for children with severe COVID-19. Supplemental oxygen, remdesivir, an antiviral drug. You put in nebulizer like, okay, sometimes. And dexamethasone. Okay. Croup comparison chart. The chart below can help you compare the potential symptoms of croup with COVID-19 and other common childhood illnesses. As you can see, many of these illnesses have significant overlap in symptoms. If you ever have questions or concerns about symptoms that your child is experiencing, don't hesitate to speak with their doctor. Okay. When to talk with the professional. There's also some overlap in the serious symptoms of both croup and COVID-19. It's important to seek prompt medical attention on all 911 if you notice any of the following symptoms: stridor, difficult breathing, rapid breathing, retractions, where the skin sucks in around the ribs when a child breathes in, increasing levels of distress or agitation, decreased alertness, skin, lips, or fingernails that appear blue in color, high fever, inability to drink fluids or keep fluids down. If you suspect that your child has COVID-19, be sure to let staff know when you arrive at the doctor's office or hospital. Advertisement, health insurance, re-imaged. We're on a mission to make health insurance the way it should be. Lives affordable, transparent, simple. See your no obligation quote today. The bottom line, croup is a common respiratory infection in children. Its symptoms include a barking, cough, fever, and sore throat. Some children may also have stridor when they breathe in. Three of the most common COVID-19 symptoms in children are fever, cough, and sore throat. In some cases, COVID-19 can present with symptoms of croup. You can. The only way to be sure what's causing a child is the COVID-19 test. Most children with either croup or COVID-19 can recover at home. However, it's important to seek emergency medical attention for symptoms like stridor, difficulty breathing, and decreased alertness. Okay. And that's about the symptoms that I have now. And the latest of the information is probably more on here, but I didn't read it prior to, so that's why I gave you the part that I have read. Here's some more down here, too. But I'm mainly talking about some children. And they gave me all of the information. Mostly, okay, maybe some more about the children. Croup is most often caused by a viral infection. Parainfluenza viruses, something like pneumonia, are the most common cause of croup. But influenza viruses, adenoviruses, like adenoids and all that kind of stuff that gets swollen up and can hardly swallow, pteroviruses, trusted source, and the respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, can cause it as well. The first symptoms of croup are very similar to those of other upper respiratory infections, such as the common cold. They include fever, runny nose, sore throat. In the next day or so, the characteristic barking cough appears. Some children may develop stridor, a harsh sound that's made when they breathe in, called stridor. Stridor can also happen with a rapid, shallow, or breathing and nostril flaring. These symptoms are often worse at night. Most symptoms are. Yeah, most illnesses are worse at night. It's possible for croup to happen without cold-like symptoms called spasmodic croup. Often have croup symptoms that occur periodically. Spasmodic croup, okay. Okay, is it COVID-19? The novel coronavirus, SARS, SARS-CoV, and a capital V-2, caused the viral infection COVID-19. Okay, it told us what caused the virus COVID-19. The novel coronavirus, which is SARS dash capital C, small o, capital V-2, causes the viral infection COVID-19. Generally speaking, fewer instances of COVID-19 have been observed in children compared with adults. Neither symptoms of COVID-19 in children are similar to those in adults and can include fever, fatigue, cough, body aches and pains, headaches, sore throat, shortness of breath, runny or stuffy nose, loss of smell or taste, abdominal pain, digestive systems like diarrhea, nausea or vomiting, loss of appetite, or poor feeding. 2020 review trusted source of 10 studies that described 2,914 children with COVID-19 found that the most commonly reported symptoms were cough, fever, and sore throat. Cough, fever, and sore throat. Okay. As a result, children who have contracted SARS-CoV-2 may not have symptoms. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, notes that as many as half trusted source of children who contract the novel coronavirus may be asymptomatic. How to tell the difference? Recently, there have been reports of children presenting to the hospital with symptoms of croup testing positive for COVID-19. These include, in January 21, a report of a 14-month-old boy with symptoms such as fever, cough, and stridor. In March 21st, report of a 3-year-old boy with symptoms such as cough, stridor, and hoarseness. May 21, trusted source report of 3 children, 11 months, 2 years, and 9 years, with barking cough, stridor, and respiratory distress. These overlap between the symptoms of croup and the common COVID-19 symptoms in children. Because of this, you may be curious about how you can tell if your child's symptoms are due to COVID-19 or another cause of croup. Some things you can consider are time of the year. COVID-19 has been reported year-round, while croup mostly occurs in the fall and the winter months. Okay, so we got to look to the croups in the fall and the winter months, but not the COVID so much, even though COVID-19 all year-round. Okay. And it says other symptoms. While symptoms can vary by individual, COVID-19 has many more potential symptoms than croup. Some to look out for include headaches, digestive symptoms, and loss of taste and smell. Known COVID-19 exposure. If your child has recently been in contact with someone confirmed COVID-19, they may also have contracted the virus. The only way to be sure whether your child has COVID-19 is to have them get a COVID-19 test. To do that, you can reach out to your child's doctor or seek out a COVID-19 testing site in your area. Well, you don't have long to, you know, this goes on. Yeah, this is. Okay. Okay, yeah. Oh, my. Let's see. I'm looking for this other stuff here. But nobody else has their hands up. So I guess I'll just continue reading. That's all. If nobody has any information for me, I'll just continue reading. Sorry if you don't like to. Okay. Okay. We have on here on the same page. The May 20th, 21st trusted source report of 3 children, I read that, aged 11 months, 2 years, and 9 years, with barking, cough, stridor, and respiratory distress. There's overlap between the symptoms of croup and the common COVID-19 symptoms in children. Because of this, you may be curious about how you can tell if your child's symptoms are due to COVID-19 or another cause of croup. Some things you can consider are time of year. COVID-19 has been reported year-round, while croup mostly occurs in the fall and winter months. Other symptoms. While symptoms can vary by individual, COVID-19 has many more potential. Some to look out for include headaches, digestive symptoms, and loss of taste and smell. Known COVID-19 exposure. If your child has recently been in contact with someone who has confirmed COVID-19, they may also have contracted the virus. The only way to be sure whether your child has COVID-19 is to have them get a COVID-19 test. To do this, you can reach, out to your child's doctor or seek out a COVID-19 testing site in your area. Mm-hmm. Treatment. Croup is most often treated at home with supportive care. This includes things like getting plenty of fluids, talking over the counter medications to help ease symptoms like fever and discomfort. Keeping children comfortable as stressed may make symptoms worse. Whoa. Okay, now it seems like we only have one person. I'm sorry if I'm prolonging you, but I'll be trying to look up this information to make sure you get it. It's just not a lot of people on today. Today is Sunday night. It's Sunday night, so maybe they're resting or something. Getting ready for tomorrow. School starts tomorrow, doesn't it? Going back to the public schools. Is it tomorrow? Yeah, sometimes next week. Okay. It said treatments for the croup is most often treated at home for supportive care. This includes things like resting, getting plenty of fluids, taking over-the-counter medications to help ease symptoms like fever and discomfort, keeping children comfortable as the stress may make symptoms worse. Your child's doctor may prescribe a medication called, you said this a thousand times, okay, dexamethasone to help treat croup. This is a steroid medication that reduces inflammation, helping to open the airways. When croup is severe, treatment in a hospital may be necessary. Both dexamethasone and nebulized epinephrine are given. If a child dehydrated, they may also receive intravenous IV fluids. Okay, how far more? Ooh, this is long. Sorry, it's not really that long. Okay. Is Sharice on? No, they hung up. Okay. Okay, I mentioned the time of the year to look out for the COVID and the croup and other symptoms. Known COVID-19 exposure, it says, with other symptoms. While symptoms can vary by individual, COVID-19 has many more potential symptoms than croup. Some to look out for include headaches, digestive symptoms, and loss of taste and smell. Okay, then known COVID-19 exposure. If your child has recently been in contact with someone who has confirmed COVID-19, they may also have contracted the virus. The only way is to be sure whether your child has COVID-19 is to have them get a COVID-19 test. To do this, you can reach out to your child's doctor or seek out a COVID-19 testing site in your area. Okay, then. Don't forget, if anybody want to make a statement or add something or hold a conversation about the COVID, we might as well go on and push one on your receiver. And your mic will be open and be brought into the queue because the time is nigh. Before you know it, it's already August, you know. And school starts, well, today is 31st of July, and school's supposed to start next week, and that's the 1st of August, or the 2nd week of August. If I'm not mistaken, it's 1st of August. But anyway, we have to do what we can. Like Brother Muhammad has said, it would behoove us to try to start thinking and use a strategy on how to get ideas for schools for our children in different locations where there are not schools, or have we open those Square Muhammad schools where we can. You know, we can't give up on them and just let them stay closed. You know, we just have to try and come up with strategies and let them to work. I wonder how long that's gotten now. Anyway, you let us know. I'm sure. Okay. Okay. Saying the same things about over and over, and you're making symptoms worse. Your child's doctor may prescribe medication called dexamethasone. Okay, same thing over here. Okay, when it proves severe, treatment in a hospital, maybe that's okay, we did that. If proof symptoms are caused by COVID-19, supportive care will also be used. Most cases of mild or moderate COVID-19 in both children and adults can be treated at home. According to the CDC trusted source, the Food and Drug Administration hasn't yet approved any drugs to treat COVID-19 in children. Okay? However, the following treatments may be given to children with severe COVID-19. Okay. We got number one is top of the list, supplemental oxygen, remdesivir, an article, drug, dexamethasone. Okay. Okay, now, just looking back again, kind of lost contact right there. This computer's messing up on me. I don't like it. Hate being involved with this kind of stuff here. Okay. So, somebody can chime in if they would like. We have... There. Okay. Oh, and it's 8:27. Let me see. I'm going to okay. The children's column is what they have. Okay, is there Muhammad back? Muhammad is back, alhamdulillah. So Sharifa, Brother Muhammad, anything, if anybody has anything to say or contribute or share some knowledge with us or a current event with us, please just push one on your receiver, open your mic, and bring it into the queue. We don't have that long to go. It's been a trying time. This is the end of the weekend, and believe it or not, we have a big week coming up starting tomorrow, Monday, because schools will be starting back in the first, the first week in some places. And all late the next week in a lot of places. So we're very interested in knowing different areas, just what's been planned for the children's year in school, the opening of the school. keep in touch too to find out how many of our schools, the Claire Muhammad schools, have reopened. How many have contributed $50 and going directly to the school, the Sister Claire Muhammad school that's due for that particular time that you make your contribution. Okay, here it is from, she always does good, Sister Anatula, or Matula, whichever one you choose to call, spelled the same, Umrani, call Matula Umrani, MSW, contributing writer. She's on page 11, and this is just, a Muslim journal from February 19th through 25th. 2022, and I just happened to, Nelson brought it in here to me just now because I wondered if he had gotten the paper for this week as yet. And I noticed he hadn't gotten it on the paper, so I think he forgot to give it to him, but he said no, it didn't come in. So that's why it was not one on the dining room table when he brought me in here, brought him in here where I am, another Muslim journal. And it's got good information in it right on, you know, and things the children should know as well. So I want to bring this out right here. Just want to read this right here. It says, especially for children and young adults, practicing what we know by Amatula or Amatula Umrani, MSW, contributing writer. And it says, our history as a Muslim community reveals that we did and continue to do some things right and some wrong. One area for improvement is in transforming information into action. We learn much information without making use of it. We have prided ourselves in being knowledgeable, from actual facts to 99 names of Allah, too many aspects of the religion. Though the Honorable Elijah Muhammad stated that the learned are those who practice what they know, we have frequently neglected to practice what we learned. We have made huge mistakes even with knowledge. This is a knowledge for all ages, especially with the availability of so much information. The children need the parents and other adults to display how to live successfully as righteous persons. Examples are the best teachers. In the classes provided by the community, youth may ask for more practical lessons. It is important to understand the meaning of rituals that are doing passed, that are being passed down, okay? The rituals that are being passed down. In Black History Month and beyond, the knowledge of one's family and community history can provide a feeling of connection and belonging. Studying history is valuable in examining what is good to be retained and what needs to be left in the past. Actually, it is not possible for much of the past to be left behind. There are experiences that leave memories and shape your ancestors and shape you physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. Okay, these are passed along. We can continue to learn and make and improve their history by practicing what we know. Sister Matula Umrani can be reached at Whole www.solutions@gmail.com. Yeah, that was right up for the teaching of the children, you know, practicing what we know. Practicing what we know, because they are definitely watching us. They're watching every move we make, the children are. And we might as well keep it in the road, you know, the right way, like you say, hold it in the road the right way. You easily get distracted in today's world, so why not let it happen to you? Okay. So we can talk about a little bit of business, too, if you want to. It's 8:36 or 37 now, but we can talk about a little business. Mm-hmm. Remember that brother right there? Brother Ayman Abdul Muji. Yep. He said, you all just have to be patient with me. I'm trying to do what I... Okay, we see a hand now here. I was looking into the picture she got to bring up. And I was waiting for this right here, and I appreciate this, Brother Muhammad. I know you're live, but give us something to respond to. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad. This is Sharifa.
As-salamu alaykum, as-salam, Sister Daya. Yeah, I was on earlier, but then I for a while. Now we're back on again.
Right, yeah. I saw you on, and you had your hand up, and then you put it down before I could, you know, call on you and everything, but I'm glad to see that you came back in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Glad to see that you came back in. So you have some good news to share with us, or something new on the horizon, or just want to expound on something current?
Yeah, I guess what's current is current.
Take your time. Yeah, you are, Sister Sharifa. Anything that's going on right now as far as the COVID or the children or education or that's a concern even, you know, racial image.
I'm reading something from one of our... It says, it is truly a shame that our young people have no desire to move in order to further our communal cause. I read that again. It is a shame. It is truly a shame that our young people have no desire to move in order to further our communal cause. Allah knows and we know not. Perhaps our grandchildren will take up this mission where we have failed.
Inshallah.
Someone speaking in a leadership position, and they know what being said here. Allah knows and we know not. Perhaps our grandchildren will take up this mission where we have failed. They're referring to our education program as being our number one priority.
Okay. Okay, just the education.
Yep, and we are not like I said, think the last time I was speaking, I bring this up every time, so we are still in our mind. Come September.
August.
We're complaining about what others, this man or that man, or we're not doing. And come September, I guess they're going to say, "Go, okay, since we are not doing that, see, what are you doing?" And they go open that door, just wait for the camera, just see where we bringing our children to. What are we going to say? We're at 33 years of Madam Hum's leadership. In the 45 years of his father's leadership. Almost 80 years come September. We're going to be taking our Muslim children to a non-Islamic school. And it doesn't seem to be bothering. And it doesn't seem to be bothering us at all, even the leaders, even some of our leaders are taking their Muslim children to non-Muslim schools. I guess we're not even thinking what's going to happen to your 6-year-old or 12-year-old when they become 17, 18 years old. The ones that do make it and graduate from high school, we have no job for them. And now we take them to their non-Muslim schools. And now after, like I said, the ones that do graduate, they got to go to somebody else to get a job. We had 80 years to prepare for this day. I know they say, well, Mom, you sound so negative. Yeah, there's a negative and a positive, everything. Batteries, every battery runs on a negative and a positive. And this community began with a negative. It said, laugh. No God but Allah. Starts with a negative. No God but Allah. So a negative is not... I have to get the full picture, the negative and the positive. But I guess that's my start for this evening. You there?
I had to unmute myself. I forgot I had muted myself. It's cough. I'm sorry. I got it back on. I said, yeah. He said, that's all you have. I said, well, that's very important. That's going to be the talk of the town the beginning of August, which is the first of August, which is tomorrow, and with the schools going back into session, you know. So, and the question is, where do we go from here, and where will our children be? What position will they be in, and locations and everything for their well-being and for their benefit. Yep, that's the number one question, to be or not to be. Inshallah, something will be manifested to us, and Allah bless us with a revelation of really of where we should get started, you know, get started, but just get started, even if it's in a bed, even if it's in one room, in an apartment building or something, 10 children or 5 children or something like that. Anyone, I was talking yesterday, oh yeah, at the family day, Anna Massey was giving it to a park in LaGrange, whether that's going back here to Decatur, Georgia, but they were talking about STEM school. And
you kind of gobble up, can you? A little bit low.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, let it up. Okay. Now, you hear me better now?
A little better, yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to go back in on the settings of this thing and see if I can get it up any louder, because I know sometimes I myself have a hard time. And I guess my voice is not so loud. Only certain mm-hmm. But hear me clearly. Yeah, we haven't. If we just don't let people give up on us, and we don't give up on ourselves, and being knowledgeable and knowing what we can do, you know, and going and like the young people say now, they're going and bust that move.
That's right.
Bust that move. Go on and get it done. You know, a lot of us are even willing to go get loans and things like that, I've heard here lately, because they have them where they, if your credit is okay, you know, you can get these loans for $2,000 and pay them off quickly, you know, to rent a house for 6 months or something like that to house some children, you know, to do school, you know, the STEM school.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking yesterday with the sisters, my heart sister, that Claire Muhammad School does have over Atlanta Master, they do have the STEM school, and they are going by that, because El Islam is, you know, like it's a science, you know, it's a science. Every way you look at it, you got the S for science, T for technology, E for engineering, and math, and M for math. You know, and all those things, all of those subjects are right there are science.
Mm-hmm.
And then those that should be focused on, too. Because science and it has plenty of subjects in it, and it includes a lot of other subjects. Science itself, like chemistry, like quantum physics, like just a lot of different things. Science, the subject S itself, science, includes and embraces a lot of information. Islam helps us to study that and retain and see the importance of it if we are interested, and we should be. Yes, we should be.
Mm-hmm.
So inshallah, we'll get cracking soon.
Mm-hmm.
I ask everybody when I meet, I know when I start talking, I ask them about STEM school and if they know where the location is, so I can find out about the policies and procedures on how to go about getting one started, you know.
Uh-huh. Right. That's good. That's good. And
we had that educational, I called it seminar, anniversary down in Nashville, Tennessee. That's what it was, 50th anniversary of Claire Muhammad School in Nashville, Tennessee. There was a sister there from Milwaukee. Yeah, she gave us a pack on how to get a school accredited. You know, since Claire Muhammad School accredited, if I'm not mistaken, she might have had some little insert or something in there about the STEM school, or somebody requested it from her or something, and I know she gave a couple of people some information. I don't think I was one, because I had the head from the information.
That's good to know that. That was part of the program package for the Huntsville, I'm from the school program they had in
Nashville.
Yeah, Nashville,
Tennessee, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm glad there's more people know about this.
Mm-hmm.
That's your program. And, mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it was beautiful. Pretty nice turnout.
Yeah, very good, very good.
And I hear the sister, what was her name, Khalila, Brother Muhammad Ali's ex-wife, first wife, I put, and she's gone, well, she has given her word that she would assist Nashville, Tennessee, Sister Claire Muhammad School in getting, you know, things needed there and done there. And that's alhamdulillah. Right up the road there was where Brother Muhammad Ali was born, right up in Indiana, which is what, about 2 miles, 2 hours from Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Right, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's good news. The word is getting around. That's good. That's,
oh, yeah.
Something is happening, and somebody's making plans, and the Clyde Muhammad School, and Lance is already part of that program already, so that's what we need to talk to ourselves and see what's going on. Yeah, that's good. Good news.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to say I put my foot in it, because maybe it's, it was necessary that I mentioned it so that I could do the research that I needed to have done already or started to do. And I mentioned the STEM school. I mean, I'm talking, you know, I say talk it up, and for Los Angeles too, for LA too. I pray that Brother Imeen will be able to get those children in from the public schools, you know, and all other schools for the weekend school where they start too, I'm sure. Trying to initiate or attempting to initiate the STEM school.
Alhamdulillah.
So it's not, it may seem like slow, but slowly but surely. If it's a little slow, then you know that you can get all that it curtails, get all the little, you know, ins and outs and the pros and cons and just know what you're doing and get it organized. Start it off right and keep it right, you know. Start it off right and keep it right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the grants that are offered for it, too. Grants that are offered for it, and guess who got it? And we seem to have been lagging a little bit. The immigrants got it. They got a whole program, and they got this on the Internet. Well, I mean, mm-hmm. Look that up when talking about trying to have it on Zoom, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look it up in these people. Arabs, of course, they got the whole nine yards offering it on Zoom, on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Or the merrier.
That's right. That's right.
As long as you get it to our children. As long as you get it to our, even though they're offering it to everybody, you know, they're not including themselves. They are reaching out for all to all who are interested in their programs.
All right.
I don't think it's free. It's not free. So it costs a little bit, but that's okay too. It's worthwhile having it.
Yes, it is.
A lot of us go lacking with a lot of too cheap. You got to. Nothing is free now. Even we used to say a lot of the water, you know, and things and air used to be free. You got to pay for that nowadays. It's not even rightfully yours, you know, because look at the air, the oxygen. People have to pay to get those oxygen tanks to get that oxygen to put in there to breathe. Some people have to walk around with the portable oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Pay for that. And water goes in it. You know, solution goes in it, like second or whatever, and you got to pay for that stuff to get it.
Yes, right. Got to pay.
So it's no longer free.
And if we would really just look at the big picture, money shouldn't be any problem. Just we're putting our money in the wrong places.
That's true.
And if we just a simple thing, just a small thing. I remember with Salam Nutrition.
Uh-huh.
When we had one of the conventions, I think it was, I'm not sure which year it was, but anyway, that's when we had Salam Nutrition, and the company had about, I think it was 33 products. The one that you mix with the water. Like I said, they had a lot of products. Remember that?
Right.
So anyway, at one of the conventions, because one of the owners of the company, we invited this person to come to our convention. And usually convention starts on Friday after Juma, right?
Okay.
So anyway, we kind of jumped the gun that year. Why? But we never did it again. That is, we started a meeting on Thursday. That's when we invited the owner of the company. I must have wondering why we are not moving these products.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave contract to Imam Muhammad, put their trust in him, and all the people in his community. They figured we're going to
mm-hmm.
move these products. Everybody will, health will improve, their finances will improve. So anyway, we invited one of the leaders of the company to come to our convention, but we invited them to come on a Thursday, we started
uh-huh.
the meeting. But the ma'am, correct on that, said Juma saw us on Friday, after Juma on Friday, so we never made that mistake again. But anyway,
right. Yeah.
The reason we invited that person, owner of the company,
uh-huh.
so anyway, he's going to make a presentation. He was saying, if you just bought every family, just bought one package of this particular product, you mix it in the water, take it up and drink it. So if everybody in Imam Muhammad's community, over 2 million people, we said Imam Muhammad had over 2 million people in his community. If
mm-hmm.
each person just bought one package, that's a 30-day, just bought one package, look how much money would be coming to our community.
Uh-huh. Was that called that crystal light or something like that?
It was a package that rip it up, put it in the water, mix it up, and drink it. I can't think of the name right now.
Nutritional drink.
It came in a pack. A little pouch. Came in a pouch.
Right.
Pouch. Mm-hmm. That was the number one product in the company.
Uh-huh. I do remember that, too. I'm trying to think of the name of it, though. And does Brother Nasir, I have to call him and see. I was going to ask if Brother Nasir has any more of those products. Is he still selling those products? Because I know oral calcium
cold calcium.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the cold calcium. That's what it was, cold calcium. That's what it was. So I don't know if Imam Nasir is still getting it from another company.
Okay.
The next time he called on a lifeline, he's asking, especially on the business or the Day of Expression, he's asking if he still distributes the cold calcium.
Right, yeah, because I had gotten some from him once before. Well, looks like it's the end of another session here. Isn't that something? Yeah. Time flew by. Start talking, Brother Muhammad. You see that? It took you to get the ball.
So we'll start earlier. Monday and Tuesday, business call. We start earlier. Right.
Yeah, we'll be back soon, inshallah. We will start early because I'm gonna have to sacrifice and take out a little saving to get another computer or what. But I can't take this. No, I can't take it. Maybe it needs to be just cleaned or checked up.
Yeah, clean or reconditioned. That's how people clean up computers.
Yeah, I may have to take it up there and see if we can do it something because it's a Hewlett Packard, and I have Apple, too. My husband got the Apple back in the back, but I got a smaller one. I just never got reprogrammed. Got programmed not because my daughter gave it to me. My oldest daughter gave it to me, and it's a smaller one, you know. But since I've been using it. Use a Hewlett Packard, I guess that I use it up, but it's letting me know, you use me up.
Get in the call. Be all right.
I want to thank everybody for coming and come with your ideas and willing to share your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding or current events. A message of concern, even, we're all in this together and we're cover all of concerns, most concerns, especially pertaining to our children, which we cover, want to cover, but we do a little bit of it all. So please come back. Be safe. And we make dua for each other's safety and success. And I salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad, would you please make a dua for us, dua out?
Shaitan Radeem, this is Rahman Rahim. For Allah giveth good in this life and good in the destiny and protect our hearts from deviating after guidance has come. I mean.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Sister Quran.
Sister Daya.
Okay.